I'm joined by the Guardian's Martin Chulov in Cairo. Martin, what happens next?
Well, it's all down to the Muslim Brotherhood. It's their call. They're ousting at the hands of the Egyptian military last night. Hasn't gone down well, as you would imagine, in the heartland of the Brotherhood. We've spent the morning out in the eastern Cairo at a focal point, the pro-Morsi demonstrations, and so far, so good. Things are peaceful out in Rabah near the main mosque that the Muslim Brotherhood have drawn their strength from over the last four turbulent days. There was a lot of praying, a lot of tributes to those who had fallen in clashes in recent days, but the atmosphere was quite benign. It was reasonably peaceful, and I guess it may augur well for things in the coming days, which are going to be crucial in the history of this second of Egypt's revolutions.
Are we any clearer about the status of Mohamed Morsi?
Well, he is under preventative detention. The military did move in to where he was staying last night, and that is a presidential guard base. The presidential guard are a unit of the military who are responsible for protecting the presidency, and he'd been staying with them. He was placed in detention along with his aides. There are travel bans on him and many senior officials. And large numbers of the Muslim Brotherhood leadership were also arrested last night in sweeps right across the capital.
What are they being charged with?
As yet, nothing. But that should become clearer in the coming hours. There hasn't yet been any indication that these people would either be released or formally processed into a prison system. For the moment, there remains around 300 Muslim Brotherhood leaders under some form of detention and many hundreds more in hiding.
In his first remarks as the new interim president, Adli Mansour sort of reached out to the Brotherhood and talked about his necessity for unity. Do you think there's any chance that the Muslim Brotherhood will respond positively to that plea?
Well, that's a next to an impossible sell at this point, and it may continue to be so in the coming weeks or months. The Brotherhood have been very strong in their denouncement of what did take place last night, a military coup to oust a democratically elected leader after 1 year in office. Now, things had gone bad for Morsi along the way. His governance had been called into question. I guess he'd tilted some of his appointments towards his support base, but his legitimacy as a democratically elected leader had never been seriously challenged. And the Muslim Brotherhood's supporters and also the presidential aides who we were speaking to into the early evening yesterday are saying that this is no way to treat an elected leader. The way to express your dissatisfaction is to oust him at the next election. They were also saying that this precedent that has been set in Egypt for democracy in the Arab world doesn't augur well for such an experiment to be repeated elsewhere.
So far, the level of violence has been worrying, but nothing out of the ordinary. Is that right?
I think it's fair to characterise it that way. I think over the last 4 to 5 days, we've seen deaths in the schools across the country, several hundred wounded. But I guess set against the magnitude of what has taken place, that seems to be a toll that many can bear. As I say, it may not be over yet. It's very much up to the Brotherhood to decide what happens in this next phase of the second revolution that have taken place in Egypt in the last 3 years. And their moves will continue to be scrutinized very, very closely.
Will Friday and Friday prayers be a key test?
Well, people are saying that. And if today was a benchmark, then they could potentially pass relatively peacefully as well. But let's not forget that the Muslim Brotherhood support base lies not only in parts of the capital, but in the countryside, the heart of the rural poor in Egypt, who had by and large supported the Brotherhood in large numbers. The organization had been very effective in charitable works. It had done a lot in terms of food aid in the lead-up to last year's election and in the years since. And these people are not of the view that Morsi should have been ousted. So it remains an open question whether a combustible street in Egypt's the towns and provinces can be quieted, and especially with large numbers of the leadership who would in normal circumstances, have some form of control over their communities, now being under arrest.
I noticed you used the word both coup and second revolution. Where do you stand on this debate about whether it was a coup or a revolution?
I think by any objective or factual test, it was a coup. It was a military coup. Doesn't mean it wasn't a revolution either, but I think if we were looking to characterize it as a, you know, accurately, I think a coup was what it was. The military did move to oust the Brotherhood. There is no doubt about that. They are saying that they were urged to do so by a disaffected civilian populace and by opposition leaders. There may be some truth to that too, but there may also be a little bit of truth in that they were looking to oust the Brotherhood and were looking for a cause belied. Those questions will be answered in coming days, but in the interim, I think it's very fair to characterise what took place yesterday as a military coup.
Okay, Martin, thanks very much.
You're welcome.